We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, August 13th. Kansas Department of Corrections Secretary Jeff Zamuda announcing that one resident at the Winfield Correctional Facility is tested positive for COVID-19. Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson with more.
The resident that tested positive is a male over the age of 20. In order to protect his identity, no other information will be released. Mandatory mask protocol for staff was implemented on July 7th for both staff and residents. As a result of consultation with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the following steps were implemented. The man and three additional men, who were roommates of the resident who tested positive, were moved to the Lansing Correctional Facility COVID-19 unit. Contact tracing will occur to identify what staff and residents have been in direct contact with the individual.
A small group of residents are isolating at Winfield as a precaution. Vice President Mike Pence travels to Iowa today, rallying support among our nation's farmers.
Vice President Mike Pence visits Des Moines today to launch the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump Coalition at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. According to the Trump 2020 campaign, to help ensure America's agriculture community remains competitive on the world stage by securing America First trade deals, including the USMCA and Phase One deal with China. The Vice President will also deliver remarks at the Heritage Action Town Hall before the Iowa GOP state dinner. Vice President Pence last visited Iowa in June, a state where the president holds a lead headed into the 2020 election. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Kansas mom of three remains missing more than a week after she left for Alabama to allegedly visit her family and seek medical treatment. Fox's Steve Harrigan with the latest in the ongoing search for 36-year-old Mary Lane Carter.
This really is still a mystery to everybody. 11 days in, the last physical presence of Carter was from hotel security video in a hotel in Missouri, leaving at about 6 o'clock in the morning the day after she set out from Kansas. Her credit card was used twice later that day. Reportedly, she was headed to Alabama for mental health treatment. Right now, law enforcement agencies from multiple states are involved in the search. Anyone with information is being asked to call local police. Her husband has been on the search, a pastor, for several days now, and the couple has three children, age 2, 5, and 7.
Carter's mother and husband say they spoke to her briefly on the phone on separate occasions before her phone cut out or died. The White House applying pressure on states to have schools reopen in person.
President Trump, along with Vice President Pence, the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, making a push for America's public and private schools to open on time and have in-person instruction.
It is best for our kids to be back in school. The CDC has recognized that it's a public health priority to have our kids back to school and in-person learning.
Polls show that Americans, parents in particular, remain worried about sending students back to school amidst the coronavirus pandemic. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Another guilty plea in the college admissions scandal.
Add Nikki Williams' name to the growing list of those caught up in the college admissions scandal. Williams once worked for the Houston Independent School District. Now the 46-year-old will plead guilty to accepting bribes from well-to-do parents of college-bound students. She's one of 50 who were arrested last year in the scheme to rig students' test scores in order to get undeserving kids into America's top universities. Prosecutors say Williams administered the college entrance exams in the high school where she worked. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A white judge in Pennsylvania faces a misconduct charge for comments that he is said to have made about a black juror.
The Judicial Conduct Board says Allegheny County Judge Mark Tranquilli referred to a black woman as Aunt Jemima at the conclusion of a drug trial in January. The remark was made in the judge's chambers, where he was also accused of speculation the same woman was in a relationship with the drug dealer. The board also chronicled comments on separate instances from Tranquilli talking about the legitimacy of a defendant's children and saying during a child custody case that his only concern was his own children. Tranquilli was reassigned after the Aunt Jemima comment and has not publicly discussed the complaints. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Let's check that weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a lot of moisture that's coming in from the south, a disturbance moving in from the west, and that sparked a few storms off to the west of us. The clouds from those storms could make their way into Wichita, holding temperatures down just a bit today, but we'll watch that throughout the afternoon. Our high 91, partly cloudy 73 tonight, 93 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is partly cloudy, 73 degrees. 7:38 with Steve and Ted. And the Country Music Hall of Fame has announced its inductees for the year. Let's get more on that. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, we have some big names that are going into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
We do. One that may make you scratch your head and go, wait a minute, they're not already in there? That one would be the veteran era artist, Hank Williams Jr., who has not been inducted until this point. He is going to be one of the new inductees. The modern era artist is Marty Stewart, and the songwriter is Dean Dillon.
And you're right. A couple of those really made me scratch my head. And, of course, if you watched, Ken Burns had that country music documentary last fall, and Hank Williams Jr. and Marty Stewart were both prominently featured in that. I can't believe they weren't in the Hall of Fame already.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, it's important. Like, if you're thinking about this in terms of, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who all is in that already, and the Country Music Hall of Fame. The Country Music Hall of Fame only puts three inductees in a year, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, usually their class is much larger than that, like, you know, at least six or seven per year. So the Country Music Hall of Fame, I think this brings the number up to 142 inductees. It's a pretty big honor. And at this point, the class is pretty elite. Dean Dillon, if his name does not ring a bell for you, if you've ever heard any of George Strait's massive hits, they were probably written by Dean Dillon. He's done at least, I think, 60 of his songs. Unwound was the first one. It started with that. He wrote The Chair, Marina Del Rey, Oceanfront Property. The list goes on and on. And he's still working, actually. He also is the guy who wrote Tennessee Whiskey with Linda Hargrove. That's the Chris Stapleton hit from 2015, which was also done by George Jones and David Allen Coe. It's had several revivals. And Dillon and his daughter, Jessie Jo Dillon, are now collaborators, and one of their latest cuts was Dan and Shay's 10,000 Hours. So, I mean, he's still churning out the hits.
And the question with everything these days, do we have any idea how this induction ceremony is going to work?
According to what I have read about it so far, they've said basically they'll figure out the medallion ceremony later. They haven't given a plan for, you know, when that's going to be done or how. They may be waiting to see, you know, how the pandemic goes and, you know, if case numbers go down in Tennessee, if they can safely have something like that. They did do the unveiling virtually, which was a first. They don't normally do it that way either, but, it's a different time.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. How are things in New York City today?
pretty good. You know, most folks, at least where I live, are, you know, wearing their masks, which is good. You know, more and more people are doing the outdoor dining. You know, that's the only thing we can do. There's no indoor dining or anything like that at this point. Won't be for a while, probably. You know, a lot of our things are still closed here, as far as like big attractions and museums and things like that. One of the New York Historical Society is actually unveiling tomorrow, I believe, an outdoor exhibition in their space out behind their museum, so people can actually come and do something. But they can't, you know, go inside yet or anything like that.
That's a pretty good idea. You got to be resourceful these days.
Yeah, it's all about being creative.
Tanya, thanks for checking in with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live in New York City this morning talking about the Country Music Hall of Fame inductees for the year 2020. Thanks, Tanya. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, here's Larry Clefcorn with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.